DOT and the FAA tell airlines what they should already know. Israel becomes the 97th Open Skies partner with the U.S. And a Texas county buys some expensive tree trimming. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, April 27th, 2010. The FAA yesterday issued information for operators reminding air carriers to create and enforce policies that limit distractions in the cockpit and keep pilots focused on transporting passengers safely. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood commented, quote, "There is no room for distraction when your job is to get people safely to their destinations. The traveling public expects professional pilots to focus on flying and on safety at all times," unquote. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt added, quote, "And when there are two or more professionals on the flight deck, they must hold each other to the highest safety standards. Allowing distractions is unacceptable," unquote. As you might imagine, the FAA is not amused with last October's Northwest Flight 188 incident, in which the pilots overflew their destination by 150 miles because they were using their laptop computers for personal activities and lost situational awareness. Secretary LaHood has also announced that the U.S. and Israel have reached an open skies aviation agreement that will liberalize air services for carriers of both countries. Israel becomes the 97th U.S. Open Skies partner. Quote, "This agreement is good news for both countries. Consumers, airlines, and economies of both the United States and Israel will enjoy the benefits of competitive pricing and more convenient service," unquote. Under the new agreement, airlines from both countries will be allowed to select routes and destinations based on consumer demand for both passenger and cargo services, without limitations on the number of U.S. or Israeli carriers that can fly between the two countries or the number of flights they can operate. It will also provide unlimited opportunities for cooperative marketing arrangements, including code sharing, which was missing from previous agreements between the two countries. The new agreement will take effect following a formal signing. Texas Department of Transportation aviation officials are set to inspect tree trimming work done recently at Lady Bird Johnson Golf Course in Texas. The FAA had ruled the trees were a hazard to night instrument operations at Gillespie County Airport. The city of Fredericksburg, which owns the golf course, and Gillespie County, which has jurisdiction over the airport, had negotiated for a half a year over aviation easement rights and who would pay to have the trees trimmed. Nobody wanted to cut them down completely, although the FAA sometimes will make funding available for that more permanent solution. So the county finally agreed to pay the city $550,000 over 2 years for the work, saving the trees from the FAA's axe, and an easement was formally signed last Thursday, which coincidentally was Earth Day. The Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post reports that 6 trees on the golf course, along with 1 on private property, were trimmed earlier in the week. The work must now be inspected to determine if the trees no longer pose a hazard. Up next on ANN, high school teachers will get zero-G flights. 76 students get to work on robots with NASA in Houston next month. And 11 astronaut health studies share $10 million in funding. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 27th. I'm Paul Plagg. NASA and NSTA, the National Science Teachers Association, have chosen high school teachers from Alabama, Delaware, Georgia, Missouri, New York, North Carolina, and Washington to fly an experiment in microgravity. The program will allow high school teachers and students to propose, design, fabricate, and evaluate an experiment the teachers will fly in a reduced gravity environment. Zero Gravity Corporation of Las Vegas will provide the modified Boeing 727 used for the parabolic flights, which will be conducted between July 29th and August 7th. The program is being conducted in cooperation with the Reduced Gravity Office at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Teachers and students will share their experiences and research in a series of interactive web seminars after the flight week. Find a list of the schools involved and a link to more info on the program in the text version of this story, dated April 26th at aero-news.net. 76 students from community colleges in 28 states and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico have been selected to travel to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston next month to participate in a three-day event to develop robotic explorers that will rove the surfaces of other worlds. This event is a culmination of the National Community College Aerospace Scholars Pilot Program. Students completed four web-based assignments during the school year. Those who maintained a 95 average qualified for the experience at Johnson. NASA will pay the expenses. Students will apply what they've learned during the year after interacting with NASA engineers and learn more about careers in science and engineering. During the event, participants will form teams and even establish fictitious companies interested in Mars exploration. Each team will be responsible for developing a prototype rover, designing a line drawing of their rover, and forming a company infrastructure, including budget, communications, and presentations. The on-site experience includes a tour of Johnson facilities and briefings from NASA employees, including astronauts. Deborah Hutchings, the program manager at Johnson, says NASA is proud and looks forward to seeing the designs. Quote, "These students have a unique opportunity to preview how a career in science, technology, engineering, or math can lead them on a journey of space exploration," unquote. NASA's Human Research Program and NSBRI, the National Space Biomedical Research Institute of Houston, will fund 11 proposals to help investigate questions about astronaut health and performance on future space exploration missions. The selected proposals, representing 10 institutions in 8 states, will receive a total of almost $10 million over a 3 to 4 year period. The Human Research Program provides knowledge and technologies to improve human health and performance during space exploration. It also develops possible countermeasures for problems experienced during space travel. Goals include the successful completion of exploration missions and preservation of astronauts' health throughout their lives. The program quantifies crew health and performance risks during spaceflight and develops strategies that mission planners can use to monitor and mitigate health and performance risks. 11 projects were selected from 50 proposals after review by scientific and technical experts from academia, industry, and government. NSBRI's science, technology, and education projects involve more than 60 institutions across the U.S. Still ahead, EADS launches a KCX website to battle Boeing. The Google Lunar XPRIZE gets its first team from Spain. And the Gyroplane crowd had a big weekend in Wachula. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation, the Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, April 27th. I'm Paul Platt. The PR battle between Boeing and EADS, the two competitors for the contract to build the U.S. Air Force's next-generation aerial tanker, has now been officially joined. EADS has launched a website at the URL KC-45now.com. The site offers details on why the KC-45 aerial refueler should be the clear choice to meet the U.S. Air Force's 21st century tanker requirements. It features video and photography of other Airbus tankers similar to the KC-45 in flight, conducting refueling operations, as well as information about the aerial refueling system. While EADS calls its offering the only real choice, Boeing says it is the only bidder which, quote, can produce a tanker that will meet the Air Force's 372 requirements, unquote. EADS calls its tanker American-made, but it's actually an Airbus A330 built in Europe, with conversion and finishing work done in Alabama. Boeing charges that subsidies found illegal in a world court will give EADS an unfair advantage in the competition. Let's hope the competitors put as much effort into the design and construction of the planes as they do into the war of words. Barcelona Moon Team, a multidisciplinary joint venture bringing together Spanish entrepreneurial, industrial, and academic capabilities, has announced its official entry into the Google Lunar XPRIZE. The $30 million competition challenges space professionals and engineers from across the globe to build and launch to the moon a privately funded spacecraft capable of completing a series of exploration and transmission tasks. Barcelona Moon Team, headquartered in Barcelona, Spain, is among 21 teams from 11 countries that are now competing. The team is led by Galactic Suite Moon Race, a sister company of Galactic Suite Design, which is promoting and developing the Galactic Suite Space Resort, billed as the first space hotel. And finally today, congratulations to Scott Lewis and the gang from the Sun State Wing and Rotor Club, PRA Chapter 26, for another successful and growing Benson Days event in Wauchula, Florida over the weekend. The event is named after Dr. Igor Benson, the GE engineer who introduced the original Benson gyrocopter in the 1950s. These days, it draws mostly more evolved designs, but also powered paragliders and other small aircraft. This year, there were reportedly 100 machines on hand. Scott's expertise in leading the comeback of this 37-year-old event is about to be applied to this summer's annual convention of the Popular Rotorcraft Association in Mentone, Indiana, the week after Oshkosh, because Scott is also now president of PRA. We wish him and the board well with the event this summer. Catch the observations of ANN's David Jewell from this year's Benson Days in a story dated April 26th at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my interview with CFI Max Trescott while he was stranded in Ireland by volcanic ash. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.